While the presentation is loading, I just wanted to mention to you that, as I said, this is a public health informatics presentation, and it's one that I was very much involved with, so I hope that you appreciate how the informatics role was helpful for this particular project. My disclosures are, I've been employed by Northrop Grumman. I own stock, or stock options owned by Northrop Grumman. Which reminds me, I should have read my bios. Let me do that right now. I am a lead database administrator and public health informatics analyst in the health organization at Northrop Grumman Information Systems sector. Most recently, I've utilized data science to identify innovative technology solutions that can be applied to various population health challenges. And I've played a key role in identifying a new technology platform for chronic customers at CDC. I've earned my MSPH at Emory University and my bachelor's from Georgia State University. So continuing on with the presentation, my agenda for today, I will touch a little bit on what public health informatics is for some folks who are not familiar with that. I will share with you the data dissemination challenge that we are trying to solve, the solution, why we went with an open data platform, and I'll try to squeeze in some demos. For the short period of time, it may be difficult for the demos, but I'll do it the best as I can. So what is public health informatics? The formal definition is it's been defined as the systematic application of information, computer science, and technology applied to public health practice, research, and learning. But basically, it draws from a number of disciplines. People trained in public health informatics come to the table with a number of different skill sets, and it may be heavier in technology or computer science, or they're more of a SME, they're heavy on the information side. But the takeaway for this slide is that the focus is on developing technology, but not just technology for the sake of developing technology. It must be solving a particular public health challenge. And that leads into the challenge. The challenge that I'm presenting is data dissemination. Across our chronic division at CDC, one of the things that was recurring and most divisions had a challenge with is data dissemination. How to get the data after it's analyzed and ready for the, you know, dissemination to the public and other state health users, how to get that done quickly. And one of the things that we looked at is the users. What do current users want today? And you're the user, so you probably know as well. You'd like, from what we've discovered, users would like flexible access to data on multiple platforms. I mean, most people in this room probably have an iPhone or an iPad and they can get to the APHA app. So that's part of the flexibility you like. You want to be able to visualize data, download data in a variety, from a variety of browsers to use it the way you would like to use it. We also determined, and this was some research done by our customer, that we have a variety of user personas, and they have very different data needs. So the challenge is to provide a suitable platform where, depending on the type of user, they would have the ability to get their data. Maybe they'll want a CAN visualization that they can just print and include in a presentation. Or it might be a developer that would like to integrate the data into another solution. They may be using another business intelligence platform and they would like to incorporate data. So we want to be able to meet all these user needs. And of course, our CDC customer had, of course, the iron triangle. Our CDC customer challenged with high costs, limited resources, time constraints, and who doesn't have that? And they also have a dependence more on a specialized team for support in order to do their data dissemination at that time. We also had our customer directive, which was start with an empty slate. Start as if we haven't done this before. And by the way, do this faster, better, and cheaper. So that was our challenge. We also had the government Open Data Initiative. If you haven't heard about it, it is intended to promote openness, encourage interoperability, and fuel innovation. You might have heard of hackathons where they're trying to utilize open data and come up with new solutions. The key thing to note with the Open Data Initiative and its intentions is if the public has already paid for data to be collected, analyzed, why should they be paying again to get to that data? So open data provides such a forum where the data is available. And if you look for open data online, you'll determine that a number of cities are making a lot of data sets open. So there's a lot of ability to use that data. Also, open data changes the dynamics in that it moves the data from being stored into in individual siloed databases like SQL Server to a platform where a number of people can share the same space without additional costs. If you think about a health information exchange where the doctors provide information, the pharmacies and the labs, they all provide information into a shared space and they can all utilize it again. Totally reusable, you know, if you have the right access, of course, in the health information exchange. So we used a number of methods to come up with an ultimate solution. We did, you know, the gap analysis, which includes what are the things that the users are looking for. We did cost to benefit analysis to determine whether it makes sense to use existing systems or look around for external tools and technologies. We also did comparative analysis to determine what is the best price fit for our customer. Because keep in mind, we're trying to solve that public health challenge faster, better, and cheaper. So our solution, to come up with the solution, we had to really look at what we can reuse, what can we redefine, what do we need to reimagine to provide that ultimate solution. And we determined that it would be best to replace the existing technology with new technology, providing drag and drop development, increases accessibility. It provided a number of out-of-the-box features. Also, built-in analytics and dashboarding solutions was key. For the data uploads and storage, we utilized a product from Socrata. They provide software as a service, so our out-of-the-box features are readily available without custom development. For the business intelligence, we used Logi Analytics to provide dashboards and data analytics. So together, we believe that this platform could provide what's needed to meet all of the user needs. As part of our solution, we did leverage third-party tools, and there's a list here on some of the benefits that it provides. I'll save that for when you review the presentation later. But key things to note is, as part of the Socrata platform, there's out-of-the-box features, which I'll show you in a short time, immediately as soon as the data is uploaded. So the end user within their division, they upload the data set and right away they have features. And that's a very different platform from providing the data to a custom solution developer. Also, Logi Analytics was a great fit for our existing .NET deployment cycle. So a more pictorial view of that, this approach, the data is uploaded into a shared space. And immediately, as I mentioned, you can visualize the data, you can create visualizations, you can do further analysis, you can filter the data, you can transform it by excluding rows or columns, whatever is needed for you, and you can share this data with someone else. You can actually send them a link and they can look at the data that you're looking at. You also have additional features that you may not have even want to have or need to use, but it's available for you. Like the data can be embedded into other lightweight apps and presented as if it's part of that solution, but it's actually retrieving the data somewhere else. You can use RSS feeds. You have the ability to get to the data from mobile platforms and share it via social media. And also, the data, once it's uploaded, it's API enabled. That's more a term that the developer would be familiar with, but basically, it's in a format that you can use it as input to another application. It can even be pulled into Excel. We've used Logi Analytics to provide dashboards and data analytics, and also what you see in there is some of the visualizations you can do directly in Socrata. Of course, this is viewable on multiple platforms, and you know, with the link you can go directly to that site from any of these devices. So why do we choose open data? And as I mentioned earlier, open data is data that can be freely used, reused, and redistributed by anyone. And if the public is paying for this, we should make it available. And this is one of the key provisions that is provided as part of open data. It caters for reuse and redistribution. And from a user perspective, they have the ability to do data sharing, and they have the self-service ability to upload the data themselves. And that was one of the key things that our users asked for. So the impact of this open data solution, achieving the faster, it reduces the time to market from receipt to dissemination. It speeds access to self-service data. In terms of better, it increases the reach of public health data. It fosters data innovation. It satisfies the growing users' data demands for mobile and various browsers. And it includes the adoption of the government open data initiative. In terms of cheaper, it reduces the need for ongoing major enhancements, because keep in mind with the third-party solution, as they make enhancements, you get that as part of your solution. It increases data sharing, data and application sharing, and reuse and innovation. So I'll click to the Chronic Open Data Portal. This is the portal that was generated and stood up as part of this solution. What you're seeing is the home page for this solution. And currently, data from 7 divisions have been uploaded, and we have a few more in the pipeline. I'm sure you might be familiar with some of these data sets, like behavioral risk factors, chronic disease indicators, tobacco use, vision and eye health. On the right here, you can also access the various health areas via these carousel items, and we also have thumbnails at the bottom and highlights from each of the health areas. If I'll select one of them, this is what's available for each health area. This is all data driven. They upload their data sets and they're able to get a health area based on data being provided as part of a driver data set, so it's all data driven and there's no individual custom development required for each of these health areas. So that's where you can see the cheaper part of the solution coming into play. I'll select one of these visualizations, and note all of the visualizations that you see were created in Socrata. This is the open data side of the platform. I won't be able to show you the dashboard inside because of time constraints, but I wanted you to get at least a glimpse of what's available on the open data platform. Like I said, this visualization was created using Socrata. It's showing healthcare coverage, but this is as of 2013 when this data set was published. It shows the number of people responding yes and no, and you can see it very clearly, pictorially. Additionally, as I mentioned, once your data is in this space, apart from creating visualizations, if you look here, there are a number of visualization options, including the ability to create maps. And this is all done using a wizard. You also have the ability to export the data. If you notice, there are a number of export formats, including Excel, JSON, CSV. So you have a lot of options. And this is not something that's developed. It's available for every data set that's uploaded. You can also embed, like I'm showing you a visualization here, you can embed this visualization into another application. And this visualization works exactly the way you see it here. And you were able to come back or share that visualization with someone else and they can come to this data set to see the full data set. If I show you a quick export, I don't think I have much more time, but I just wanted to show you how that works. There's your data, that quickly. So going back to the presentation, once you get these slides, you'll be able to look at some more on this. I also was going to show you an application that was developed to show for each city. And it's one application, all the cities publish their data and they can step through and see different aspects of what's going on in their city. Just a feature of open data. At the NG booth, we're doing some more deep dives where I can share with you, depending on your user persona, you know, if you're a developer, I have an R program that I developed that shows a visualization that was created using the data from open data. Or if you're a state health worker, I shared with someone yesterday how she can use the portal to access data, or from the dashboards, how she can just print a page to use in a report. The one key thing that I like to show people how to use is for Excel users, there's the ability to do an external connection to a data set on open data. It could be any platform at that rate. And once you import the data and you create a visualization, you're able to just hit refresh and that data is downloaded. You don't have to go to the site to download the data. So if you're an avid Excel user, it's one of the key features that you may want to investigate with open data sites. In this presentation, there's a number of other online resources and links that you can look at. This is some local information about open data and Socrata and the government open data policy. In addition, I have some links to open data sites around the world. And that's all I have. And for the people that came in late, we're doing the questions after all of the presenters. So if you have questions, if you can record it for the end of the session. And that's all I have. Thank you very much for your attention.